Hello everybody, welcome to this podcast. Today on this episode I have a new special guest and we're going to talk about music. Can you introduce yourself?
Yes, of course. Hello, my name is Stan. I live in Nieuw-Vennep and today I'm invited on this new podcast.
Stan, how are you today?
I'm fine, thank you. How are you?
I'm fine too. First question, who is your favorite artist and why?
My favorite artist on this moment is Juice WRLD and Pop Smoke, and yeah, they both really make good songs. Yeah, and I listen a lot to them, so that's why I think they are my most favorite artists on this moment.
And what makes them interesting?
They both can make a song very quickly. They freestyle something and then they can make a song out of it, and I find it very interesting how they can do that.
Alright.
Who is your favorite artist?
Well, I listen to a lot of artists, but most of all I listen to Dua Lipa, because she makes really happy songs, and yes.
And what makes you interested in Dua Lipa?
Well, she's very young and really from this time, and she makes a lot of, what I said, happy songs, what makes you feel better.
In music, you have lots of different themes. To what theme do you listen the most?
Well, I listen the most to hip hop and the trap. To which theme do you listen the most?
I listen the most to American rap and also hip hop.
And do you have a favorite artist from the past?
Yes, I have one favorite artist from the past. His name is Tupac.
And why do you like his music?
I like him because he showed the world that black people also could be very famous by making music, and they did it by rapping because they didn't have enough money to buy instruments, so they only used their voice.
Alright.
Do you have a favorite artist from the past?
Well, yes, I really like Bob Marley because he was against the environment and he had a different kind of music, and that's why I like him.
Okay.
Well, now we're going to listen to one of Bob Marley's famous songs, and I think you all know this one.
In the music, you have like the lyrics and the beat, but which is more important to you?
Well, I think personally think the beat is more important because I don't really have a connection with the lyrics, but I can imagine that people do have a connection with the lyrics. Stan, have you ever been to a concert of Pop Smoke or Juice WRLD?
No, I've never been to a concert of one of them, and that's not possible anymore because they both died. So yeah, too bad.
Oh, that's a shame. But what do you think makes a performance unforgettable?
I think what a performance makes unforgettable is when artists do something what a crowd do not expect, so that everyone is surprised and that they make like one big party of it, with that everybody is singing and enjoying them.
When are you interested in a new song?
I'm interested in a new song if I like the lyrics of the beat from a song, and also when one of my favorite artists has a new song published, that then I'm also interested in it because I know they had also good songs in the past. Do you listen a lot of music during the day?
It depends on whether I have a good day or a bad day, but I think you can say that I listen to a lot of music. The last question, do you play any instrument or do you make any music by yourself?
No, I don't play any instrument or make any music. The only thing that I do is singing in the shower when I'm alone. But that's it. And you?
No, I think listening to music is enough. Well, that was the episode for today. Stan, did you like it to be the guest?
Yes, I really enjoyed it, and to talk about music, and you really see that everybody has a different taste of of music, and that's something that I really like. Did you like it?
Yeah, I really like it. Well, thank you for listening and see you on the next episode.